choosing our top fiver. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Yes, this is John Thompson. I have service with Arch Top. I've got a problem. We've got had a break in our power, and I have several things in our house that are 2.4 gigahertz requirements, and the server here is 5 gigahertz. And last time we had this happen, someone had to come out here and get it all adjusted so we could do this. And I guess what I'd like to find out is there some way I can just have a 2.4 gigahertz, you know, router instead of the 5? Because I've got so much stuff that is already on 2.4.
Can you spell your last name for me, sir? And I'd be happy to look into this for you real quick.
Yep, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
What's your first name?
John.
What is your service address?
16 Amsterdam Avenue.
What city and state, please?
Kingston, New York, 12401.
Thank you very much. What's the email address we have on file?
drawbyhand@yahoo.com.
That's not the one we have listed.
You got my wife. That'd be stormy1939. I believe it's at gmail.com.
It's at Yahoo, actually. So that was stormy1939 at Yahoo. So, all right, let me look into this real quick for you. Let's see what's going on. There we go. So, and you're saying that you have an issue with your network because of
the 5 gigahertz. While it's faster,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't do me a lot of good if I've got things like my iRobot, Roomba, and all my light fixture plug switches are 2.4 gig.
Okay.
Which means, and there's a power outage, I have to go through this process of contacting you and saying, all right, I have to somehow get this thing temporarily switched over to 2.4 so I can get this stuff changed back or get it back online with the hope that I will not lose power again sometime shortly.
Oh, no. So our routers that we provide you are what's known as a tri-band router. So they have a 2.4, a 5, and a 6 gigahertz bandwidth.
Okay.
So that should not be an issue. Most devices should be able to connect to it based off of the necessity of what the device uses. So if you have a smart device that communicates on that 2.4 gigahertz, they should be able to properly connect to our router without any issue on that 2.4 gigahertz bandwidth. I wouldn't understand why they would try to connect to the 5 or the 6 gigahertz bandwidth.
Well, I agree with you on that thing. I'm just telling you what has happened in the past.
Okay.
And like the 5 is the default, as I recall.
Actually, 2.4 is the default. The 5 is what most modern devices will use. So.
I see. Okay. Well, then I don't know why I'm not getting anything to hook up except the fact that it just says it's not reading the 2.4.
Okay. Let me look real quick a little bit deeper. See if I can't figure this out. See if you accidentally have a... Yeah, because it looks like a lot of your devices are actually communicating on our 6 gigahertz bandwidth. And
right.
One is connected to the 5 gigahertz.
Okay.
So.
iRobot is not.
No, I'm not seeing that one connected at this time. So.
See, that's one of the things I've got iRobot, and like I said, and all the light fixtures is with, I'm going to say the word, and hopefully it doesn't turn everything on, Alexa, that. And she just follows me around.
I'm not quite sure how
to do that. Same thing happens to me in my home, too, so don't worry.
We hardly use the term Patrice. so anyway, Patrice, if I call up my light fixtures, in my house. I've got six of them on plugs that are 2.4 gigahertz.
Okay.
Connect to the router.
Okay. I'm looking over some of your Wi-Fi settings. Looks like your okay, I'm looking at this one. So yeah, you're actually on the setting that will actually allow devices that run off of the 2.4 gigahertz mode to actually run off of them. I've just looked at your what's known as a Wi-Fi radio, essentially what your router speaks out to all the devices to get information and receive it back, to send and receive information. And from what I'm seeing is you are actually communicating properly at that 2.4 gigahertz bandwidth. So I don't understand why it would be saying, hey, we can't understand it. It's set to read. So,
all right. But I mean, it's at the bottom. I mean, like I said, I've tried on several occasions to get my iRobot to hook up, and it just says, are you on a 2.4 gigahertz, server? And I mean, I don't know what to say except the fact that it just doesn't, I get the spinning wheel of death. And it says, cannot connect. So, and I do that repeatedly, and it comes back with the same same result. Same thing happens with my light plugs. I need to do or what I'm doing wrong. I'm not holding my mouth right. I don't know.
I don't know. So I'm looking at this. I just pulled up some of the things for your Roomba, for the iRobot. It says to make sure that the robot is on its dock and the dock is plugged in.
Yeah.
Ensure Bluetooth is turned on and you're connected to the correct network.
Yeah.
To open up the iRobot home app and select add robot.
Okay.
Follow the app's instructions to connect the robot to the Wi-Fi. And then select the Wi-Fi network to use and enter the password. And it should activate the robot afterwards. And is that where it's having issues?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah. So anyway, all right. I'm going to tell you what. I will call you back if I have troubles again.
Okay.
I'm going to try and see if something see if it happens. But like I said, it sounds like it's already there. I'm just not. I'm just not following proper protocol.
No, and I understand. Yeah, and that's perfectly understandable. Yeah, some customers are just like, I'm having trouble with my Wi-Fi. I'm like, wait, I will be happy to assist you. Can I get a little bit of detail? So it sounds like this might actually be a device issue because right now everything on our back end is showing that everything's working perfectly fine. We're transmitting on the right channels. Everything's looking good on our end. So I don't understand why it's having issues. So,
all right. We'll give it a shot.
All right, Mr. Thompson, is there anything else I can help you with today?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Arch Tough Fiber. Have a wonderful rest of your day. If you do need any assistance, let us know.
All right.
Yep. Bye-bye.